Hey everyone, and welcome to Scrambling with Dylan Otto, a podcast where the listeners can hear, learn, and laugh about my life in the golf world and other numerous topics with guests on the show. Tune in every week for insight and enjoy the show. Scrambling with Dylan Otto is sponsored by our friends over at Putt View Books. Putt View Books makes yardage and green books that are used by the best junior, college, amateur, and professional golfers in the world and are designed with the assistance of world-renowned golf coach Phil Kenyon and can be made for over 30,000 golf courses. The amount of precision that's put into each yardage and green book is impeccable, and Cordy from Golf Science Lab says they're clear, simple, and very useful. If you want a yardage or green book, head over to their website at puttviewbooks.com and check them out on Instagram at puttviewbooks. Hello everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Scrambling with Dylan Otto. This will be the final summer golf update. I just wanted to kind of touch on the NCJ Amateur at Spyglass Hill. First off, what an amazing golf course. I just had such a fun time playing there. It's such a tough golf course, but once again, just really thankful to just qualify for the tournament, play there. Thank you to, you know, NCGA and everybody that actually put on the tournament and stuff. And it's actually going to be at another course next year, which will be interesting, or at least they might think it might be another course because their contract with Spyglass has expired. But just to kind of get into the golf side of it, shot 82 the first round, 76 the second round, and obviously that's not going to be anywhere near where the cut line was, but just kind of wanted to just talk about the rounds a little bit and the first round especially, because I just felt so good going into the tournament and it was really weird. I just was not hitting the driver good at all, and playing from the rough at Spyglass is tough because it's kind of thick and the greens are pretty fast and kind of slopey, so the driver was not very good, I will say that, and didn't make many putts the whole tournament. And I kind of knew that was going to be something that was going to allow me to obviously shoot lower scores as if I was making good putts, because I felt like I was hitting the ball pretty solid. But the driver was just kind of rough, so that was kind of the main thing that wasn't working in the first round. And even whenever I was trying to play aggressive or anything like that, I just felt like I couldn't, which was very interesting. So but also in that first round, there were moments where I was just thinking to myself, like, it's crazy how golf, you can be so on top of your game, you feel like you're feeling so good coming into a tournament or a round or even just a single shot, and next thing you know, you're just like, what happened? It's kind of crazy. I mean, it's every golfer goes through it and they experience those moments and stuff, but it was just very, very interesting. But as the round was going on, obviously I was kind of frustrated with myself because I wanted to play well. I knew I could play well at that golf course. I had some, you know, experience playing in it beforehand, kind of knew what we were getting into, but at the same time, I was just, my dad was on the bag. We were trying to have just a great time as well. And we did. We had a lot of fun. It's always fun to kind of go through the motions with him in a tournament and, you know, him be caddy and everything like that. And yeah, it was just really fun. And the weather was awesome too. Gosh, Monterey weather was just great. But that second round was definitely better. Obviously six shots better, 76. I definitely hit more fairways and hit more greens. I kind of played my normal game a little bit, and I just did not make any putts. Once again, it was like burning edges. I felt like I was so close, but I hit really good shots into holes. I mean, I was hitting them, you know, pretty stiff, which was nice. Just could not make a putt. I don't think I probably didn't make a putt outside of 10 feet the whole tournament. I would say maybe I made one putt because I made a birdie on it was hole 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up the hill, par 4, which I was pretty proud of. But other than that, though, I still made birdies. I only made probably 4 or 5 birdies the whole tournament, which is obviously not going to get the job done. But overall, the trip was just great. I mean, we stayed in an awesome hotel on Del Monte Golf Course, which I played Del Monte at my time at Reedy College, but, and you know, on some of the holes, you can see that hotel and stuff, but I never knew how nice it was. My dad and I, we booked the hotel and we're like, all right, like, you know, let's see what it's all about. And we went over there and it was probably one of the nicest hotels we have ever stayed at. And it was so cool because they were building a bunch of just displays and stuff on Del Monte Golf Course for the big car show that they have at Monterey at Pebble Beach usually. And it was really cool to just see all that stuff happening and going down. And it was just really cool to see all the cars around and stuff too. So Monterey is a very special place for golf. I mean, the listeners out there, I'm sure if anybody has heard of Monterey Golf, obviously Pebble Beach, Spanish Bay and Spyglass, Monte Peninsula, like Country Club. I mean, there's Cypress Point. There's so many really good golf courses out there. Bayonet, Black Horse. There's just a lot of good golf in Monterey. So anytime you can get to Monterey and kind of, you know, play in that weather and just the conditions, it's just something totally different that we just don't get here in the Central Valley. So I think that's also something that I wasn't quite used to either, was getting there and playing golf in a hoodie. And it had been a little bit and stuff, because obviously it's hot in the summertime here at in the Central Valley. But it was just a great time over there. My dad and I, we had so much fun. The night before the first round, we rolled into the hotel. We, you know, checking it out. We started playing some ping pong outside, and, you know, we just had a good time. It was just a really good time. And, you know, those are moments that I know I will never forget. And I know my dad will never forget as well. And just walking those grounds and stuff. So the I don't have specific stats. I forgot to go back and kind of do that, but it was just, overall, it wasn't the best golf, so I don't even think I kept track when I was playing, to be honest with you. So it was just kind of more so just soaking it all in and absorbing it and just trying to just have a good time and play some golf. So, but that was kind of the last tournament of my summer golf. I will be playing in a couple other tournaments, but they're just going to be at Kings River, like Club Championship and the Kings River Cup, but nothing too competitive. Not like there will be any travel aspect of it or any serious amateur golf stuff, but that'll be kind of the wrap up of the summer golf. And I also wanted to touch on a couple other things just in this episode about golf and, you know, the future and everything like that. And just I want to touch on golf first. I mean, it's crazy how much golf has, you know, influenced me and has been a part of my life, and it's crazy where it's taken me, and it's crazy where it's, you know, the people I've met and how much I've learned about myself in this game. I mean, I've been able to learn that you are your best friend out there, and you can also be your worst enemy out there, and you have to just believe in yourself and be confident. And it's really cool to see how that has all translated over the years of playing golf, from my junior days to, you know, present day. And not only that, but you learn so much about just life and life lessons, and you apply it to, you know, decisions that you make and choices that you make. And it's just really cool to see how much the game of golf has influenced me and changed me as a person. And so I just can't thank golf enough for everything that it has taught me and all the memories and experiences I've been able to have. And I look forward to the future ones as well. And something else I want to touch on is the college season is starting up. I will be reaching out to schools again. I will be trying to travel more and go into more tournaments. Really looking forward to that. But also, I want to be fully transparent with everybody out there and just where my thought process is with the photography stuff. And that is something I really want to do full time. And it is definitely a grind. I know, and I have my life goals and ambitions that I want to do and stuff that I want in life outside of golf. But it is kind of coming to a point where after this semester, I will be kind of evaluating and seeing what needs to happen in order for me to continue to do this full time. Before, it was just kind of getting things going a little bit and seeing what happens. But after this coming semester of the college golf season, I will be evaluating stuff a little bit more and just kind of taking things into consideration, because life happens, and it's a little hectic. So that is something I'm definitely wanting to be fully transparent with all the listeners out there. And the podcast has been, you know, so much fun to do, and I look forward to continue to do it and everything. It's just sometimes life gets in the way, and I am doing everything I possibly can to make sure that this happens. And like I said, I want to do all this stuff full time. And I think some people might think, oh, you know, Dylan, he's just making a killing doing this. He's doing this and that. And you know, it's just a grind, and I want everybody to know that it is definitely a lot of fun and everything, and really trying to make it pay the bills, you know, and just trying to make it a full-time gig and stuff. So I just love being fully transparent with all the listeners and the followers out there, and I can't thank you enough for your support and everything. And I just look forward to the future stuff. I mean, just who knows, after this college season, things could take off, and it could just be, you know, this is all I do, and do the podcast and just, you know, really enjoying life and stuff. And I'm really enjoying life. Life has been really fun lately. It's been awesome and just been really happy and stuff. So we'll see how this next semester goes, and I will be reaching out to schools. Mostly, I'm sure I'll be able to do some work for Pepperdine and SMU once again, and I know that there will be some tournaments that I will be going to. I will kind of release something a little bit more as we get closer to it and just seeing, you know, where I'll be at tournament wise and stuff. But I'm just really looking forward to getting back out there and taking photos and talking with players and coaches and just the travel aspect of it all, because it's all so much fun. Yet I do like being home with my family and friends and just enjoying life and stuff. So once again, I can't thank the listeners and followers enough for, you know, the podcast and photography stuff. I hope that you all are just enjoying all the content and everything, and just these weekly episodes. I really enjoy coming on here and just, you know, being myself and just talking about things that are happening in my life and golf in general, of course, because I just love golf. So once again, I appreciate everybody. Have a good one, everybody. Hey, everyone. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of Scrambling with Dylan Otto. Just want to let you guys know I create an Instagram for the podcast called Scrambling Podcast. You can head over there, follow for updates on the episodes, as well as material that I'll be talking about in the episodes, like videos or photos, so you can check them out there and get a little more insight on the episodes. Thanks again for listening, and have a good one.